Good morning. This is Mike Stoller for the Stoller Real Estate Report on the Cats Roundtable. What's an alternative lender? What's a bridge lender? I'm not certain every people in my audience knows what that is. So I brought to today an individual who I respect, who I've known for probably the past 20 years, Mike Hoffenberg, who is the founder and CEO of Trevion Capital. Thanks for being here.
Michael, thank you for having me, and it's great to see you as always.
Thank you to be here. So tell me a little bit about what Trevion Capital is and what an alternative lender is.
Sure. So we really do two things. First, to our borrowers, we provide certainty of execution, transparent communication, and a flexible loan solution for them, and a shorter duration loan, typically 2 to 3 years. And to our investors, we provide principal protection, a low volatile investment, and a current income solution by distributing on a monthly basis. And alternative lenders, look, we're not a normal bank. We're not regulated by the FDIC. We provide shorter-term solutions to borrowers in need of capital, predominantly in the middle market throughout the country.
So who are your clients?
We've lent to everyone from publicly traded REITs, private equity funds, all the way down through local owners and operators. But typically, it's a local or regional owner and operator of predominantly multifamily real estate throughout the country.
Why do they come to you?
Borrowers typically come to us for what I like to say are six reasons. The first being time sensitivity. We can close a loan in 30 days or less, where conventional banks, especially today, are typically taking anywhere from 60, 90 to 120 days. The second is there's some sort of transitional nature of the real estate. Your typical buy it, fix it up, reposition it, cure deferred maintenance, add amenities, and then refinance or sell. So a transitional real estate. Third is there's some sort of transitional nature of the borrowing group or sponsorship. Maybe it's a sponsorship buyout. There's some sort of first-time borrowing group. A guy wants to self-manage, doesn't have a track record. So sponsorship-driven. The fourth being some sort of a special situation.
What is a special situation?
We get what I like to call nuanced deals every single day. I like to liken it to the farmer's commercial, right? When you think about the farmer's commercial, we are farmers, right? All the weird scenarios that fall onto our desk that fall outside of the conventional lending realm, they fall into our lap, and we're able to really lend against the value of the real estate first and the situation second, underwriting to a conventional exit strategy. The fifth is construction completion. That's an area of the market that's really underserved from a capital perspective. Not many guys like to step into a project midstream, 50 to 90% complete.
Will you go into a project that has not started construction yet?
We will do ground up construction as well, but the majority of what we do is construction completion. We help our borrowers get to a certificate of occupancy. Maybe they have a maturing construction loan. They need to replenish reserves. And then we'll allow them to stabilize the deal as well during the duration of our loan, which our loans are typically anywhere from 2 to 3 years with options to extend. And then the sixth scenario as to why borrowers come to us, which is definitely prevalent in today's financing markets, are senior stretch loans.
So explain to me and my audience what a senior stretch loan is.
Sure. A conventional bank is going to underwrite to in-place cash flow today, right? And most banks, maybe the property's in transition and the cash flow or the business plan hasn't fully been executed. So we'll lend off a future cash flow and the successful execution of that business plan. And so we're able to lend more dollars than a conventional bank will, and we'll go a little bit higher or materially higher than a bank will go, and provide a one-stop shop and a seamless execution versus getting, say, a senior loan in mezz or senior plus pref. We'll stretch, do the whole capital stack, and provide a seamless execution for our borrowers.
So why don't you tell me the structure of financial structure of the rates and everything of doing a loan, okay?
Sure.
I'm an owner. I own a property in New York City, perhaps. Not too much of your business is over here. And I own a residential property. The value of my building has gone down. My insurance premium has gone up. My expenses have gone up. What can you do for me? My bank says I need somebody else to be there.
Sure. One, we're going to spend a ton of time upfront underwriting your deal to make sure that we can execute once we sign up a term sheet, right? We're very transparent, very communicative on the way in, so that by the time we sign up a term sheet, due diligence should be a breeze and we can execute and get to a closing table without any issues, typically within 3 to 4 weeks. So you're coming to us for certainty of execution, balance sheet execution. So if you own a residential building in Manhattan and you're looking for a non-conventional loan or a non-bank lender to step in and provide you a capital solution and a flexible solution, you can come to a lender like us. We're a non-bank lender that'll provide you certainty of execution. We're going to spend a ton of time up front underwriting the deal, being transparent, and communicating with you so that by the time we sign up a term sheet and we go through due diligence, it should be a breeze to close. We specifically have two products. One is a floating rate deal, which is anywhere from, call it 300 to 600 over, 1 point in, either a half a point to a point
over
out,
SOFR.
Over 1 month term SOFR. And we also offer a fixed rate product as well, which is, call it 275 to 4.5 over. We have both a discretionary fund and a separate account with an insurance company. What you're going to get from us is structure light, very communicative, ease of use, certainty of execution, non-bank type of process.
Now, who's in the discretionary fund? Who are the investors? You and who else?
Yeah, so we have some institutional investors. We have insurance companies. We have foundations. We have a number of multifamily offices, RIAs, wealth managers, high net worth individuals, some friends and family. You know, obviously us as general partners.
So I read a press release with this Happiness. Who are they, and what do they do with you? They funded 19 loans, I think it said.
Yeah, so Happiness is just an LP in our fund. You know, came in through one of the principals in the firm, Charlie Zabriskie, close friend of Charlie's, and you know, supported us in the fund, and you know, gave us discretion over their capital, and we continue to perform for them. You know, we're delivering 11% to 13% net returns on an annualized basis, with an average loan to value across our discretionary fund of 55%, with 90% secured by multifamily. So today, Trevian is a platform. We're currently in 18 states, really focused in the middle market, sub $30 million, with an average loan size of $15 million across the platform. Of course, we can go larger, $100 million plus, but borrowers really come to us in that middle market, which is very underserved, both from a capital perspective as well as geographically.
So what loans, typical loans, that are you doing today?
Yeah, so we just closed a deal on 540 Graham in Brooklyn. It was a senior stretch scenario. It was an existing brand new Class A construction, 25 units in the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn. They had a maturing construction loan. The conventional bank couldn't get there on proceeds. There was also some nuance surrounding some subcontractor liens and some disputes with the general contractor. So we provided them a little bit higher proceeds today based on the future cash flow going forward. They're currently in lease up. They were offering concessions. We're allowing them to burn those off, raise rents to market. And we're seasoning the property from anywhere from 12 to 24 months, and they're going to look to either sell or refinance us out with a long-term, you know, solution there.
What about a land loan? Will you do a land loan?
You know, I found that land's the most volatile asset class when it comes to commercial real estate. So the majority of what we lend on is multifamily, Class A, down through workforce housing. We also like industrial, student housing, some medical office, self-storage, and some strategic retail. I like to say, grab a beer, get your nails done, go drop off your dry cleaning.
What about hospitality?
It's an operating business, housing real estate, so that's not really for us. Again, 90% of what we lend on is in the multifamily space.
So how do people find an alternative lender like you?
You know, it's interesting. I think our value differentiator right now is our access to deal flow. We're seeing 150 inbound deals that we see on every single week. So it's a lot of frogs that we got to kiss to get to our princess. But look, being in the business for over 20 years, we've built up a database and relationships of about 35,000 real estate professionals across the country. We come to Stoller talk shows and TV shows from time to time to get our name out there and make sure everyone knows what the brand recognition is. And we also speak on panels. We're doing LinkedIn, social media. We're constantly talking to folks, but you cannot replace in-person relationships, which we're a big believer of.
So knowing you over the close to 20 years, I'm very happy that you're doing well. And I'd like to thank Mike Hoffenberg for being here today. See you next week.
Michael, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Handling legal matters is stressful. So let the law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. provide you with the insightful counsel you deserve. The law offices of Frank Bruno Jr. has successfully handled thousands of cases for 25 plus years. They focus on elder law and estate planning, but are equipped to navigate you through all stages of family law and divorce to real estate law and probate. The law offices of Frank Bruno. Call 718-418-5000 or visit them at frankbrunolaw.com. That's frankbrunolaw.com. Frank Bruno. He's your numero uno.